Prosecutors, Oregon suspect who bit off man's ear thought victim was a robot. By Ethan Lechtman on January 5, 2023. A suspect who allegedly chewed off a 78-year-old man's ear on a Portland suburb train platform thought the victim was a robot, according to prosecutors. Police in Gresham, Oregon, responded to a report of a possible stabbing on Cleveland Avenue Max platform, 1250 Northeast 8th Street, on Tuesday after 2:15 p.m., where witnesses said they saw a considerable amount of blood. When Gresham police and a Multnomah County deputy arrived, they witnessed Corinne Daniel Kramer, 25, allegedly on top of the 78-year-old victim, still attacking him. Kramer was taken into custody, and the victim was taken to the hospital. Investigators later confirmed it was not a stabbing but that the victim's ear and part of his face had been bitten off. The injury was so severe that responders could see the victim's skull, the Gresham Police Department said in a press release. When authorities arrested Kramer, he allegedly gave them a fictitious name of Al Baker, and he had to be booked into jail under that name until his real identity could be confirmed, police say. Multnomah County Jail confirmed Kramer's identity through fingerprint comparisons and discovered he had recently moved from Georgia to Portland. During an interview with authorities, Kramer said that he believed the 78-year-old man was a robot because of how the victim smelled, according to Multnomah County District Attorney's Office. Kramer further stated that he spit out the flesh of the victim that he had consumed and that the responding law enforcement had saved his life by separating him from the robot, the district attorney's office said in a press release. Prosecutors noted the suspect also admitted to consuming alcohol, cannabis, and fentanyl pills. A man who once rented a room to Kramer told Portland outlet KGW8 that the suspect was at first pleasant to be around when he was not drinking or smoking cannabis. However, the homeowner claimed that Kramer started mumbling to himself and was causing damage to the home before he was subsequently kicked out. The homeowner also told KGW8 that Kramer said he attended Oberlin College in Ohio, where the school's athletic website notes that he was a goalkeeper on the men's soccer team in 2015 and 2016. Kramer is facing second-degree assault charges, and prosecutors have requested that he be held in prison without bail. You can follow Ethan Lechtman on Twitter at @EthanLechtman.